perhaps if somebody can come up and say, instead of one member, that he could appoint two, with the understanding that one would be a citizen and one would be of his choice.
That's where the review of the QMC ordinance comes into place.
Do we have that as a discussion point at one of our next meetings?
Yes, we can.
Bring up that whole thing with the, what ordinance prescribes what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to do it, and go through that just as a point of order.
Yes. Regla, would you make a note to add that as an agenda item for the next meeting and include the ordinance that lays out the quarry committee?
Review the ordinance of the quarry monitoring committee?
Yes.
Okay.
And then include the ordinance in the packet.
Okay.
I think it's only a page. It's pretty short. Okay. Are there any other comments on the items?
And look at the recent one, because there was the two.
No, there's only one, because it's the one that runs the committee. You can't have more than one ordinance on the book.
Didn't we go out of business in another, did it restart exactly the same as what was in the original ordinance, or was that changed?
I don't know what you're referencing. There's an ordinance that made this committee. That ordinance is online. Just like there's an ordinance that sets up the plan commission, there's an ordinance that sets up the environmental commission, the park commission. And
I think at some point this ceased to exist.
Yeah, Margie and I were on the original.
Well, that one, they wouldn't be posting the old ordinance when there's a new ordinance that we are governance this body.
That was a question. I didn't know if there is a new one.
Regalo has a comment.
Yeah, the current ordinance has been approved in 2012.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now I'd like to turn to the minutes and go through what the council has done. And Judy, I hope you'll stay for this one. Okay. The first time the Quarry Monitoring Committee made a recommendation to the council was shortly after that really heavy October blast in 2018. That got on the December 4th council agenda. The name of the item was Quarry Monitoring Committee Recommendation to the Common Council to Review and Address Citizen Complaints and Concerns Related to Quarry Blasting. Aldermen Barber and Wilhelm sponsored that item on the agenda. After all those points, most of them were the points that we just went through and I read to you. After that whole meeting, this was the motion that was made. Item G2 in the minutes, Alderman Taylor moved to direct staff to review and address all of the suggested potential review recommendations from the Quarry Monitoring Committee and return to the Common Council when appropriate upon sufficient fact-finding with an update no later than February 1st. All voted aye. It was unanimous. 6 aldermen. A motion carried. The date to meet the February 1st deadline was the January 22nd meeting. So now I'm going to go to the January 22nd meeting, which was a direction for staff to take care of that. On January 2nd, the item on the agenda, which I wrote, I had no assistance from staff on this because couldn't seem to get that ball rolling. Update from the Quarry Monitoring Committee on the suggested potential recommendations to address citizen questions and concerns as directed by the Common Council. And then I put together the action sheet, and I had several categories. One of the items that could be addressed by staff, some of the items that could be addressed by the council. Then there were some two suggested motions. And out of that meeting, the motions that were made were item G4 on the agenda. Alderwoman Wilhelm moved to direct staff to act upon the following citizen request with an update by the second meeting in March 2019. And the first item, add quarry monitoring meeting packets to the online system. We're done with that one. Update the quarry information on the website. As I said, we need someone else to take that on. I just asked Regula to help with that. Quorum monitoring meetings to be held in the council chambers. We're here today. Allow citizen access to the online blasting information. That is now in the packets. Continue to work on the citizen questions to be brought before the Common Council, and further that the previous Quorum Monitoring Committee newsletter article be addressed on a short write-up with a link to the website. And I said that was sort of okay because it didn't really go exactly as planned, but that was done. So I believe that motion to be complied with. There was another motion made that night. Alderwoman Wilhelm further moved to bring forth the following council action items with an update by the second meeting in March. Review the Stantec survey related to the blasting distance from 51st Centerline. The council did review that. That is what actually kicked in the additional survey items, which we're yet to talk about. Review the proximity to homes and current blasting levels set within the PDD. And keep in mind, there's a date for this to be taken care of. That item is still outstanding. So it's review the proximity to homes and current blasting levels allowed as set within the PDD. Update the Common Council on the content and status of the quarry reclamation plan. They were updated that we're done with that. That's the one that needs to go to Plan Commission. That's in the mayor's hands. Review the Quarry Monitoring Committee appointments in consideration of adding interested citizens. Again, that one's in the mayor's hands unless the council decides to change that ordinance. So we have, with that, we have one item was done. The next three items are no, they have not complied with, and a council motion unanimously done by the people you've voted into office. There was another item that night. It was this, the contract for the quarry, and that was our Alderman Barber made that, but that doesn't necessarily, we know the contract is there, so I'm not going to read that whole one. So the next was they were supposed to bring it back to the second meeting in March, so that brought us to the March 19th meeting, which would have been the second meeting in March. The council action for that item, which I wrote, not written by staff. And remember, the first item in December 2018 was for staff. The council directed staff to do this. I'm not staff, but I am writing these council action sheets. I don't know of any other alderman that writes council action sheets. Do you, Alderman Barber?
I have.
You wrote a couple? Okay. So this
relating
one's...
Relating to ordinances.
You're writing ordinances?
Relating to ordinance
creation. Okay. Status update from the Quarry Monitoring Committee as directed by the Common Council. So here's the motions that came out of that, and this was a whole list, and all of these items are online, so you can read these. So the motions that came out of that, Alderwoman Wilhelm moved to approve an amendment to the Quarry Monitoring Professional Service Agreement for 2019 to include the addition of a new survey of the north and south boundary along 51st Street and the east and west boundary along Drexel Avenue, and that the survey funds come from the general fund contingency or as appropriate at the cost not to exceed $6,000, and further that the survey point would be from the current center line of 51st Street. Seconded by Alderman Barber. Again, all voted aye, six aldermen. This item is still outstanding. It's not complied with. One of the reasons this wasn't complied with is it went through Stantec, and he wrote the change order to include this in here, and it could have gone forward with the way it was, except in his change order, they were going to do the monitoring and the surveying with drones, and we wanted markers set in the ground, and so we took it back to the council, and then we'll get into that one later, but that's where that's at this point. The next motion was Alderwoman Wilhelm moved to have staff address the existing complaint regarding the setback as it relates to the field of loose material beyond the blasting area and the survey needs to address blasting areas, and that a letter be sent to Payne and Dolan notifying them of the city's concerns and the request to fund an additional survey in the StanTech contract for the year. That was the $6,000. We thought, why are we paying for something that's keeping them in line? And to address any fine language, if the city attorney felt that there would be or wouldn't be any, within the letter. Seconded by Alderman Barber. Again, all council members voted aye. That letter was never sent. After that motion was made is when the mayor took the staff member off of the quarry monitoring committee. The next item, motion was made that night. Alderwoman Wilhelm moved to direct the city attorney to provide an opinion on the ability of the city to revisit the planned development district PDD 23 and 24 standards pertaining to blasting levels allowed by two PDDs, with the date to return back to the council no later than the last meeting of June 2019. This is the item I think concerns most of you residents. This is the item where you're concerned about the blasting levels. That was to come back in June. And the June 18th is not part of what is in here, but since the motion is here, I'm going to discuss that item because I did print that off. So, in June, the city attorney did provide his opinion. He provided an opinion on where the center line should be. He provided an opinion on what the PDD would say, and it's a pretty long written opinion, so I can't possibly read the whole thing, but it is in the packet of the June 18, 2019 council packet if you'd like to read what he wrote up. The action item was quarry use and operations plan development district numbers 23 and 24 standards pertaining to blasting and for potential amendments to the ordinance. And he starts off by putting in what the motion was. And then he says, annexed here to our cited provisions of the PDD. And what happened at that meeting, rather than moving forward with any changes or recommendations or suggestions to the PDD, that was when the state was going to take away all city ability to monitor the quarry. And so there was no sense in us trying to open it up because we would not have anything if it went through. So the action item was, I worked with the city attorney, asked him to put a letter together. He put a letter together objecting to that to the governor, Governor Evers. All the council members, including the mayor, signed on objecting to that. The governor vetoed that item. And this item has not been brought back since then. So that's where that item is. But Alderman Barber.
I've spoken to the attorney on a number of occasions about that. Fred read it earlier this evening. He is working on it. He's contacted the state to get clarification as to where the what the state would do with us trying to change that, going below what the state is and even going below what we are right now. He has not been able to finish that work because of some of the other work that's assigned to him. So that is still pending where he has to go to talk to the experts at the state level to find out what we can or can't do. And that's kind of where it's just been left at this point. So I don't think any more action has been taken other than that when he has some time, he will try to get clarity on that with the state experts or the state people that are in charge of the mines or that whole area.
We have our own ordinance because the state didn't take our ordinance away. So our ordinance governs that, so it's great that he's asking questions. I understand where he's coming from on that, but we have, like I said, we have our own ordinance on that. So in his packet that I read to you, this is what he pulled out for compliance, enforcement, and penalties. Under 13.26G of the PDD, number two, the Plan Commission may propose amendments to this ordinance to require use by the operator of new methods, processes, procedures, facilities, practices, or equipment in its quarry operations that will materially diminish adverse impacts on the community or nearby residents, provided that such use, and this is the whole key here, provided that such use of such methods, processes, procedures, facilities, practices, or equipment is proven to proven and demonstrated to be effective in the operator's industry in reducing adverse impacts. Three is cost-effective for such purpose and will not impose an unreasonable financial burden on the quarry. So what I'm reading is the Plan Commission has the ability to do this. The Plan Commission is chaired by the mayor.
That is the part that Jesse wants to research, that adverse action to the participant.
Thank you for clarifying that.
That's where he is going to the state to find out what they would approve of. And that adverse action clause was one of the sticklers.
Okay, so let's see. That brings us up to date on the June 18th. And then going back to the item for the survey, which was motion a couple meetings before that, where the council motioned when we took it back and said we didn't really necessarily want drones, we wanted stakes in the ground. Which would help the quarry see where their blasting area was. So I put together a request for proposal for professional service agreements. And at the last quarry monitoring committee when we were in the community room, there was discussion about me going ahead with that, and there was also discussion about some of the citizen members, and I know Penny was one of them, they wanted more than one consultant. And that has kind of put a snafu and delay in it because now it becomes a request for proposal type of thing rather than just sending it out. So that, and I haven't got no staff assistance on this so far. And I sent it to the city attorney and the city engineer, and it's been in a holding pattern. I got phone call with the city attorney yesterday. He didn't really see a whole lot of changes to what I had. City engineer said he thought it should go out with the standard boilerplate form, which he sent me a copy of it. It wasn't really quite a very good copy, so I had to chase down another copy. And I now have to take that and take my draft proposal document and make it comply with this city form before it can go anywhere. So it's on me right now to try to do this unless Regolo is going to help me with it because I'm acting as staff on your behalf at this point. So that is pretty much all that I have on that agenda item. I've been talking quite a bit now. I'm going to sit back and see if the committee would like to make any comments.
I think I made mine as we...
Didn't Clint, at the last meeting, explain the survey stakes would be offset due to the danger of a surveying
crew? That wasn't actually Clint. That was when I had contacted the StanTech.
I asked.
They had said that the reason why they were using drones was because of this danger thing, and I'm thinking all the roads that they built up in mountains with surveyors, I just can't believe that this is just so difficult that they can't do this. So I'm the one who came up with this offset idea as my discussions with the city attorney and the city engineer for to have this offset stake. I think it actually came up when I was talking with the city attorney, and then city engineer, when I sent him my draft, said, well, we could use drones. And I'm like, you better call me because we're trying to get beyond the drone.
Did I mishear what that information was from the last meeting, that there are already stakes in the area down below the wall to delineate the area?
No, I was talking about when we go up to the next time we go up to the area, then we stake it before we actually shoot up
okay.
to it.
But it is dangerous to get close to the edge
of
the wall.
Yeah, 200-foot high wall there.
Yeah.
But if they're supposed to not blast any further than 650 feet, you would think that the ground, you could walk from the center line to a point.
Right. Yeah.
And it'd be stable. So that was why, and I do have offset markers in here. If the surveyor feels it's unstable, unsafe, then they are supposed to do that as part of their package, yeah. And then they would mark it and say this one is offset by 20 feet due to the wall. That's sure. What they would do.
That's fine. That's
so, Alderman Barber.
I think the citizens also voice the fact that they did not want to see a drone picture. They wanted to actually see the markers and have people on ground rather than a drone, and I think that also came from the citizens.
It did. That's correct. So we probably won't be able to update on where that is. With the delay that it's taken, I originally had a submittal deadline to send this out that they would get back to us by October 15th, but now we're going to have to change this draft and change those because I'm just not getting the staff input and assistance, and I'm doing all this on my own in addition to my aldermanic duties. And right now it's budget time. So it...
I will consult with my supervisor about helping with the request for a proposal.
Okay, that would be great, Riglo. All right, so with no other comments to item B, we're going to move on to the
C,
the update on the motion for the Standex survey, which we've kind of discussed throughout the whole process on where that is, and I actually put the motion in here so the citizen could understand what the status of that is. So with that, we have no other agenda items. Alderman Barber.
I have a suggestion. I don't know if it requires a motion, but Jill mentioned the correlation of the data or the presentation of data so that we could see the quarry data at the same time we're seeing the Santec information, and maybe by delaying it in the packet so that we can compare apples. I know you're always way ahead of the Santec information you're there probably at the end of the month, you've got the data. But in order to present it to the committee, to wait for Santec, and so we're looking at the same time period.
No. Okay. Yeah, we covered that earlier. I asked him to do that.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was...
I had mentioned to him that one of the Payne and Dolans has dated this, and Stanek's dated this, and they're ahead of them, and even though they might be a month behind, at least we're looking at all the same data. And Clint had made the comment that, well, although you're having ours ahead of time and theirs is later, Stantec is coordinating and putting all of that on one sheet anyway, so you are getting it a comparison at the same time.
Okay.
Anyway, you're just not getting...
I want to eliminate the confusion.
Yeah.
And do if we have numbers from you...
Rigolo's got
here.
That. Mm-hmm. I saw that he took some notes on that. So
that's what Jill suggested, so I just want to follow up on that.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
The seismographs that Stantec puts in, I know the one on Allwood is buried. As I understood, they built a vault underground. The ones on 51st Street, are they buried also, or are they just on above ground? Because I noticed there was a discrepancy in the readings between the ones down by
Clint would probably know, since we don't have our own consultant here, but... When I was going through this...
It's not a big deal, just if we get to talk to them. If everything is the same, then it's apples and apples and oranges and oranges.
Well, that was one of the thing that... Let's see. 5800 Allwood, I have none. So there was no blasting. Let's see. At the monitors located at Allwood, PDD confirmed no blast. So they're not blasting there anyway.
Right.
So there's nothing to compare.
Yeah, it didn't trigger.
Well, no, there were no blasts there. So it wouldn't trigger if there's no blast there, is what...
What do you mean by that?
Well, that... The last month, not this month, not the one that set it up, but the previous month, in August... there were no blast for the Allwood area. Now, there was one this time around, but that's not the data we have in front of us. We won't get that until next month.
As long as it's the same.
Okay, so we're always going to be behind on that. So, do we want to set a tentative date for the next meeting? Want to have the date on that?
Oh, we can have Halloween, or we can have the week before.
Well, I don't know. Let me see.
The week before, probably.
Probably the 24th of October.
We're usually the last week of the month.
It's Halloween.
Move it to Wednesday the 30th instead of Thursday.
It's fine.
How's everyone feel about the 30th?
October 30th is good for me.
Works here.
Okay, tentative date is October 30th. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. The time is 7:55 p.m. Thank you.